bring it back down to Earth now, to the most populous country on Earth, where there's potentially a landmark agreement between the world's two largest carbon polluters. After 2 days of meetings in China, President Barack Obama and Chinese President Xi Jinping have agreed to new targets to begin cutting carbon emissions, but not until 2030. Now, for its part, the United States says it will emit 26 to 28% less carbon. That's down from current targets of 17%. China has vowed to have 20% of its energy production come from clean sources by that time, even though it's going to continue to increase its carbon output for another 15 years under this agreement. It comes after closed-door talks that have been in the works for months between the two countries, according to government officials. With us now on the line is Jennifer Turner, director of the China Environment Forum at the Woodrow Wilson Center. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hello.
Well, we went over the details of the potential agreement here. The United States is going to cut even more steeply, but China, which is still industrializing and has resisted calls to cut its carbon emissions, says we'll cut eventually, but we need to peak after 15 years. We're going to keep emitting.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is very significant. I mean, it's a really U.S.-China very important climate relationship, but should note that China has been taking a lot more action over the past decade to try to address their coal problem. And it's been accelerated in the last couple of years in great part because of that horrible air pollution you all have heard about, right? Coal is a big contributor to it. And so the Chinese government has seen that coal is really, it's too costly. I mean, it's a cheap fuel. It's readily available in China, but they're choking on their success.
Meanwhile, back in this country, well, let's stick with China because I'm going to come back to country. You're going to hear a lot of skepticism from me in just about a minute because
I cover
Washington, Jennifer Turner. So get ready.
I live here.
Good. So you know as well as I do. How about some skepticism about China agreeing on paper or in front of the cameras to massive carbon reductions is one thing. Delivering 15 years from now for an economy that is based on coal output is really another.
Well, I think that, but if you look at where they've been investing, I mean, they've been the leading investor in clean energy technologies for the past 4 years. I mean, they're number one in installed wind. Last year, they put in 12 gigawatts of solar panels. They're going to do 14 this year, 14 next. I mean, they have been really ramping up the clean energy production. That said, their electricity consumption keeps doubling, right? Doubled between 2000 and 2007, again today, and again by 2020. And so it's kind of a race, you know, trying to keep up that even though they're putting a lot of clean energy, they're still using a lot of electricity. But the fact is that they've been building up not only the hardware infrastructure, but starting to really, because of the air pollution problem, put rules in place that it's going to make, you know, pressure the coal sector to become even more efficient. And you know, and they have installed the largest fleet of ultra supercritical coal-fired power plants. So the plants they're putting in are very efficient. But then again, you come back to this heavy electricity production, the skies are still gray. They know that they need to do something because the public is increasingly unhappy in China about the quality of their air.
Yeah, Jennifer Turner, the skies are gray in the United States, too, metaphorically, if not literally like they are in Beijing. And here's why. There is no consensus in this country about addressing climate change. We all know that. We've seen climate bills fail in Congress. We just came off an election where Republicans were elected to a massive majority with zero interest, not only in passing climate legislation, but pledging to rein in the EPA for what they're doing already. And my question is, does President Obama or the next president have any ability to really deliver on this agreement?
I think that's the ironic thing when we look at the two big energy superpowers is that on the U.S. side, that we're seeing much less political willingness. And it does look grim on this side. That said, for many years, people in Congress and elsewhere have always pointed the finger, well, the Chinese aren't doing anything, right? Well, we are seeing that the Chinese are doing a lot. And it's not just because of, you know, government-to-government cooperation. We've got a really robust, you know, the U.S. NGOs, Natural Resources Defense Council, the Energy Foundation, lots of organizations have been building the capacity of the Chinese. So they're getting the kind of, again, policy, it's not always hardware tools, that they need to try to start to address this. I mean, the Chinese government sees that the pollution problem is to a degree that it's threatening the economy and it's threatening their political stability. And so I think that it clearly helps. If the U.S. and China come together, it helps China move their efforts in this direction even faster. But the Chinese, I mean, they really have shown they are shifting to try to become a much more low carbon economy.
Well, it takes
it's a
question
away of survival.
It takes away one set of objections in Congress, which is if China doesn't do something, why should we? On the other hand, the statement from Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell and future majority leader was very swift last night, Jennifer Turner. He called this agreement a terrible idea, and that was just the start of it.
And that, well, that was a terrible idea because it's, I mean, it is, it's making more demands on the U.S. I mean, I think that I think a lot of people would be hard pressed saying that, well, the Chinese shouldn't start acting on these issues because, you know, it's a problem. But there is, but the fact that, that part of this agreement would be, in theory, to help promote more biz cooperation on clean energy technologies, investments going both directions. There was the not quite as sexy kind of like the visa issue that came up. You know, I think it was 2 days ago saying that the U.S. and China business visas,
right?
It'll be easier to get them. They can stay longer.
Some of the many, many issues that play into this. We're going to see if this agreement exerts pressure on American politicians to do something more about climate. An agreement in Beijing between the presidents of the United States and China over climate change. Will it hold? We won't know for 15 years. Jennifer Turner, Director of China Environment Forum at the Woodrow Wilson Center. Thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.